So good to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Hope your day's going well. Just want to remind you, got a smart speaker in your home. Anytime, you can just ask it to play KPCC, and we'll be right there between 10 and noon. A. Martinez will be there at 2 o'clock every weekday afternoon with Take 2. And, of course, all your favorite NPR programming as well. Once again, just tell your smart speaker to play KPCC, and we're right there with you in your home. Well, coming up a little bit later this hour, we're going to ask recent first-time campers what sorts of challenges they faced along the way. You know, when it's so difficult now to vacation safely, many people who haven't camped in recent years or perhaps ever have taken to the outdoors to do their first trip. I want to hear what that experience is like for you. Or maybe if you're a veteran camper and you saw some interesting first-time camping experiences of others in the campground where you were, you can share that as well. But we begin with the action late last week by the California Air Resources Board enacting major emissions rules for diesel trucks and for cargo ships. Joining us to talk about what that means for our air quality here in California, as well as the economic impact on the movement of goods, is Adrian Martinez, LA-based staff attorney for Earth Justice, the environmental law firm. Adrian, so good to have you with us on Air Talk.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
Lay out for us what these new limits on diesel will mean for the environment.
Yeah, so the California Air Resources Board, which is a governmental agency that's geared to clean up air pollution in California, particularly focusing on essentially things that move, like trucks, ships, those types of sources of pollution. They made two very large decisions last week where they tackled two of the largest sources of air pollution in the region, in trucks and ships. The first rule that they adopted was a rule that would require that when ships at berth, or when they come visit our ports of LA and Long Beach, when they come to these ports, they have to plug in or clean up their emissions, because while the containers are being offloaded, they continue to run these dirty diesel engines that pump out a lot of pollution into local communities and the region at large. And then the second rule they adopted was cleaning up truck pollution by making new trucks that are purchased in California have to be cleaner out into the future. And so these two regulations are significant because when they quantified the health benefits, they found that there were close to $40 billion in health benefits from adopting these rules. And those are from people not having to go to the emergency room, reductions in premature death. So these are very significant regulations that have been adopted.
I love the term they use at the ports for the plug-in cold ironing. Such a great term.
Yeah.
Do they have outlets at all of the piers there, plug-ins, so that every ship can do that? And what about, are there significant numbers of cargo ships that don't have that ability to plug their electrical into an outlet at the dock?
Yeah, and that's why this regulation on ships was, I think, well crafted by the Air Board, is they understood that not all the terminals have the electrical charging infrastructure. So they provided some alternative types of technologies and a process to get certification. There's another technology that's basically, you know, a bonnet that goes above the smokestack and sucks up the pollution. But in addition, the idea is some additional terminals or may get more charging infrastructure. The regulation added additional types of ships that needed to plug in. There was a previous regulation in California that was exceptionally effective at reducing pollution. And I think our regulators looked at that and said, hey, we need to expand this to a lot more ships, including oil tankers and ships that carry, cars for sale. So I think we're going to see a lot of new technologies in addition to some, you know, tried and true technologies like shoreside power get expanded at our ports.
Love to hear from AirTalk listeners, particularly if you live near the port complex of Long Beach and Los Angeles, if you work in the movement of goods here in California. I would be interested in hearing your input about the new emission rules put into effect late last week by the State Air Resources Board. We're at 866-893-KPCC. You can tweet at AirTalk, post on our Facebook page, or post on the AirTalk page at kpcc.org. Speaking of the trucking industry, the interim director of the Truck Dealers Alliance of California, Matt Schrapp, joins us. His organization represents heavy-duty commercial truck dealerships in California. He's president of California Fleet Solutions. His business focuses on helping fleets secure government incentives and financing for the cleaner technology equipment. Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the opportunity.
So what are your concerns about these mandates for future truck sales?
Well, to be clear, as we discussed the rulemaking made last week, the Low-NOx Omnibus rulemaking isn't necessarily a mandate on sales for manufacturers. What it is requiring is a tighter standard of NOx and PM control, along with several other amendments for test procedures, as well as other credit schemes that are seeking to reduce the amount of NOx that are coming from new engines sold in California.
Okay, so nitrous oxide emissions from the trucks. And so what, to accomplish that, what sort of technology do the trucks have to employ?
Well, right now the trucks are utilizing a selective catalytic reduction, which is essentially urea, or what we call in the industry blue juice. It's DEF fluid, diesel emission fluid. So the manufacturers have look to that as well as particulate traps to control the PM emissions that are coming from the engines over the past 20 years. So this is the first real rulemaking for new engine standards that the ARB has undertaken in almost 20 years. So it's definitely setting a precedent across the country, and the concern amongst fleets and dealerships in California is setting a California-only engine standard outside of a federal standard won't necessarily achieve the initial reductions the ARB is hoping for, but more importantly, puts California-based fleets at a disadvantage when competing with trucks that do not need to meet the standards because of entities that are based out of state.
What sort of effect would this have on the purchase price of trucks to meet these standards?
Well, Larry, I guess it depends on who you ask, but for the most part, we always see an increase in cost relative to emissions technology anytime a new standard is implemented. And so in previous iterations of California-only standards and even initial emission standards kicking in the model year 2007 engine, we experienced something called a pre-buy, where fleets had gone in to purchase a technology prior to the actual standard kicking in order to avoid the increased cost and the increased maintenance protocols that go along with it. As dealers, we're on the front line here of deploying the cleanest technology available and, you know, understanding what the Air Resources Board needs to accomplish, appreciating the need for reductions in air toxics to protect public health. This rule, unfortunately, doesn't take into account the competitive landscape of businesses here in California and how they compete with fleets who will not need to buy the California-only engine standards. The state has said that up to 60% of the mileage that takes place annually in California are done by federally covered engines that will not have to meet these standards.
We're talking with the interim director of the Truck Dealers Alliance of California, Matt Schrapp. We have a listener who asks on the page the very important question, are there compliant engines in existence now, Matt?
For the standards that the ARB is looking for 2024, there's nothing commercially available that meets that standard besides a ultra low NOx technology that is powered by natural gas, renewable natural gas.
Okay. We're talking with Adrian Martinez as well of Earth Justice, the environmental law firm. If you'd like to weigh in, you work in the trucking industry or you live near the ports complex of Los Angeles and Long Beach, we're at 866-893-KPCC. If you've got questions about the new California Air Resources Board emissions rules, 866-893-5722. Adrian Martinez, you want to respond to what Matt was saying about this making California's truck fleet uncompetitive with those that are operating under the federal standards?
Yeah, I mean, the Air Resources Board was clear this only covers a subset of the trucks in California, and obviously having a ratcheted down federal standard is good, and you've seen a lot of people support strengthening the federal standard. But as we've seen under this current administration, is they've really dragged their heels and taken a lot of efforts that don't protect the environment. So California was put in this position where if they wanted to clean up trucks, they had to go it alone right now. And I think this is an important first step. And I think the other kind of key point is this will cover a lot of trucks. And when California estimated the benefit of just the truck roll, they estimated it at north of $36 billion in benefits from, health impacts avoided. And so this is a significant rule. This is arguably one of the most important regulations that California has on the horizon to tackle our large amount of smog pollution. And so, you know, I think what we've seen often with the freight industry has been pushing back when California adopts these more stringent standards, claiming freight will go elsewhere. But, you know, I think we have to clean up this pollution because too many people are getting sick and harmed by it.
All right. What in terms of a noticeable impact do you expect in the coming years these new regulations would have, particularly for people who deal with the air quality at the ports?
Yeah, I think, well, let's start with the ship rule. I think we're going to see a lot of reductions in pollution. Some parts of the state and the region that are closer to ships that don't currently have to plug in or capture their emissions will start to have to capture their emissions. So I think we'll see a significant reduction in emissions. The ships covered under the previous rule had an 80% reduction in pollution. And so as you add more ships, I think we're going to see cleaner air in the harbor area. On the trucking And I think the harbor area is also going to be one of the significant beneficiaries, in addition to the Inland Empire region, where we're seeing a lot of truck activity and a lot of these really old, really these dirty trucks. I think the other thing to keep in mind, this is one or two, these are two regulations in a package of regulations that the Air Resources Board is targeting the freight industry to clean it up, because we're so behind in, you know, cleaning up this industry, which imparts a lot of harm to, you know, millions of people in the region. And so I think we're, you know, this plus a zero emission truck mandate that was passed 2 months ago, we're going to see additional regulations. And, we've been waiting a long time for these regulations. So it's good to see these two really significant ones get over the finish line.
The Inland Empire impact, is that largely because of all the distribution warehouses that are in the Inland Empire?
Yeah, we're seeing a dramatic increase in distribution centers out that way. There are a lot in L.A. County, too. So, but, you know, this region is just, you know, there's been a decision to really focus on freight. And so, folks who are pushing, for people's health have said, okay, if you're going to have this freight, you have to clean it up. You have to adopt these regulations to make the trucks cleaner, to make ships plug in, and to clean up, just all the sources that impose a lot of harm through air pollution and toxic diesel pollution risk.
All right. We're talking with Adrian Martinez of the environmental law group Earth Justice, also with us from the Truck Dealers Alliance of California, its interim director, Matt Schrapp. If you have questions, we're at 866-893-KPECC. Adrian Martinez, Matt, was saying that $40 billion are the savings in environmental improvements that come from this. Has your organization or any other groups expressing concern about these new regulations putting a price tag on what it means for the movement of goods?
In this particular set of rules, the freight industry is not challenging the ARB. We are merely part of their regulatory regime. And as Adrian had alluded to, you know, there are trucks that will be impacted by this engine standard. And it's not a subset of trucks. It is every single diesel engine sold in California will need to meet these standards. The existing trucking fleet currently is under compliance for the on-road truck and bus rule, which kicks in for full compliance on January 1st, 2023 for the entire state, unless you're under some type of exemption. The ports have additional, more stringent standards, at least in LA Long Beach, that they've looked at. So it isn't necessarily the freight industry trying to monetize or rather even challenge the health benefits that these rules may achieve. The challenge comes in where we're talking about California-based businesses, whether they're operating in the Inland Empire, in the Central Valley, Sacramento, Northern California, or where have you. The bottom line is that these fleets will not buy the 2024 emission standards that the state of California has looked for. Dealers, we've been encouraging our customers to utilize the clean truck incentives, as well as some of the other financing opportunities that are available through the state to upgrade their equipment, whether it be low NOx natural gas, clean diesel, or even as now the emerging zero emission technology. Our dealerships are here to help educate our customers as well as rulemakers, policymakers, okay, and other businesses out there to help understand where we fit in this, because it's not as easy as it's only a few trucks. It'll eventually take over everyone. The federal standards will cover all the vehicles. California only standards only put California-based businesses at a disadvantage.
I want to thank you, Matt Schrapp of the Truck Dealers Alliance of California, for joining us, and Adrian Martinez of Earth Justice, the environmental law firm where Adrian is staff attorney. Liz in Southgate says, we in the Southeast LA region and those who live along the freeway corridors will really benefit from the new regulations. California leads the country in air pollution control measures. This is an important step forward in making low-income communities like those along the freeways healthier. That's Liz in Southgate. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. The actor Bella Thorne disclosed last week, said that reportedly made $2 million in a single week on the social media subscription platform OnlyFans. OnlyFans has been very popular with sex workers doing sexually explicit or sexually oriented entertainment for their subscribers. We're going to talk about OnlyFans, how it works. I invite listeners to join us who either provide content on OnlyFans or subscribe to some of their favorites on OnlyFans to talk about the platform. We're at 866-893-KPECC. We'll be back in 1 minute.